Good morning, I'm Graham Pascoe, and for the next couple of hours you'll be able to hear music that you will enjoy in my morning music program. I'm going to include recordings by people such as Frankie Lane and Julie London, Louis Armstrong and Australian singer Joan Blake, Eric Chubb's orchestra, whom we may remember from ABC radio programs of many years ago and television programs, and Bing Crosby and Joe Stafford also. In the second half of the program, around about 10:30, I'll introduce you to my singer of renown, actually singers of renown, because it's going to be a duet by two great singers. I'm going to begin by remembering that yesterday was the anniversary of the birth of Julie Andrews and Stanley Holloway. Among other things, they both appeared in the original Broadway production of My Fair Lady, so I'm going to play two recordings from that production.
All I want is a room somewhere, far away from the cold night air, with one enormous chair. Wouldn't it be lovely? Lots of chocolate for me to eat, lots of coal, making lots of it, warm face, warm hands, warm feet. Oh, wouldn't it be lovely? Oh, so lovely, sitting abso-bloomin-lutely still. I would never budge till spring crept over me windowsill. Someone's head resting on my knee, warm and tender as he can be, who takes good care of me. Oh, wouldn't it be lovely, 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 me to eat, lots of coal, making lots of it, warm face, warm hands, warm feet. Oh, wouldn't it be lovely? Oh, so lovely, sitting abso-bloomin-lutely still. I would never budge till spring crept over me windowsill.
Julie Andrews, as Eliza Doolittle sang, "Wouldn't It Be Lovely?" And here's her father, Alfred P. Doolittle.
The Lord above gave man an arm of iron so he could do his job and never shirk. The Lord above gave man an arm of iron, but with a little bit of luck, with a little bit of luck, someone else will do the blinking work. The Lord above made liquor for temptation, to see if man could turn away from sin. The Lord above made liquor for temptation, but with a little bit of luck, with a little bit of luck, when temptation comes, you'll give right in. With a little bit, with a little bit, with a little bit of luck, you'll give right in. Oh, you can walk the straight and narrow, but with a little bit of luck, you'll run amok. The gentle sex was made for man to marry, to share his nest and see his food is cooked. The gentle sex was made for man to marry, but with a little bit of luck, with a little bit of luck, you can have it all and not get booked. Made man to help his neighbour, no matter where, on land or sea or foam. The Lord above made man to help his neighbour, but with a little bit of luck, with a little bit of luck, when he comes around you won't be home. With a little bit, with a little bit, with a little bit of luck, you won't be home. They're always throwing goodness at with a little bit of luck, a man can duck. Oh, it's a crime for man to go philandering and fill his wife's poor heart with grief and doubt. Oh, it's a crime for man to go philandering, but with a little bit of luck, with a little bit of luck, you can see the bloodhound, don't find out. With a little bit, with a little bit, with a little bit of luck, to help support his children, which is the right and proper thing to do. A man was made to help support his children, but with a little bit of luck, with a little bit of luck, they'll go out and start supporting you. With a little bit, with a little bit, with a little bit of luck, they'll work for you.
He doesn't have a tuppence in his pocket, the poorest loaf you'll ever have to meet. He doesn't have a tuppence in his pocket, but with a little bit of luck, with a little bit of luck, he'll go get up to Easy Street. With a little bit, with a little bit, with a little bit of luck, he'll go get up. With a little bit, with a little bit, with a little bit of luck.
Two songs from My Fair Lady, both written by Lerner and Lowe and sung by members of the original Broadway cast from 1956. The first, Julie Andrews, sang Wouldn't It Be Lovely as Eliza Doolittle, and then Stanley Holloway and her father, or as her father, Alfred P. Doolittle, sang With a Little Bit of Luck. Both singers were accompanied by members of the cast. Here are a couple of hits from the 1950s. One of them, the second one, is from another Julie, not Julie Andrews.
Up in the morning, out on the job, work like the devil for my pay. But that lucky old son got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Show me that river, take me across, like that lucky old sun. Give me nothing to do but roll around heaven all day.
Right from the dawn till the evening, nothing but slaving, and all the time I pray.
Weary, so weary.
Out in the morning, out on the job,
work like the devil for my pay. But that lucky old son got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Fuss with my woman, toil for my kids, swear till I'm wrinkled and gray.
While that lucky old son has nothing to do but roll around heaven all day.
Good Lord above, can't you know I'm pining? Tears all in my eyes. Send down
That was Julie London, her hit from 1956, Cry Me a River. It was preceded by Frankie Lane singing a hit from 1950, That Lucky Old Sun, a song written by Beasley Smith and Haven Gillespie. It was a hit in 1950 for Frankie Lane and also for Frank Sinatra. In the first couple of decades of the 20th century, Broadway offered customers quite a few reviews, generally lots of music and other acts which didn't necessarily have any particular storyline. Probably the most successful of them was the Ziegfeld Follies. Another was Earl Carroll's Vanities, and the New York Review of 1932, Earl Carroll's Vanities, included this song.
What's the matter with you, boy? Don't you know I got a right to sing the blues? Listen at this. Look out. One, two. Yeah.
I got a right to sing the blues. I got a right to feel low down. I got a right to hang around down among the river. A certain gal in this old town keeps dragging my poor heart around. Babe, all I see for me is misery. Oh, I got a right to moan and sigh, got a right to sit and cry down the river. Oh, babe, I know the deep blue sea will soon be calling me. It must be love, say what you choose. I got a right to sing the blues.
Armstrong was accompanied by the Victor Studio Orchestra. I Got a Right to Sing the Blues, a recording from January 1933. The song was written by Harold Arlen with lyrics by Ted Kohler. I Got a Right to Sing the Blues. I'm going to now recognise a couple of birthdays, and I'll tell you about them after I play the recordings. One is for an Australian singer, and the other is for an American singer-songwriter.
And now we open Song of Australia with a query. How can a man run a farm, compose songs, paint, play many instruments, yet still find time to be Australia's most beloved comedian? The answer is George Wallace. That sounds crazy, but so is George. For without that touch of slightly demented humour, he'd never have become the great comic who has us chuckling reminiscently long after the show's over. Here's a song he wrote, A Brown Slouch Hat. Joan Blake sings it, and it needs no introduction, for you know it already.
There is a symbol we love and adore it. You'll see it daily wherever you go. Long years have passed since our fathers once wore it. What is that symbol that we should all know? It's a brown slouch hat with a side turned up, and it means the world to me. It's the symbol of our nation, the land of liberty. And as soldiers they wear it, how proudly they bear it for all the world to see. Just a brown slouch hat with a side turned up, heading straight for victory. Don't you thrill as young Bill passes by? Don't you beam at that gleam in his eye? Head erect, shoulders square, tunic spick and span, every inch a soldier and every inch a man. As they swing down the street, aren't they grand? Free abreast to the beat of the band. But what do we remember when the boys have passed along, marching by so brave and strong? Just a brown slouch hat with a side turned up, and it means the world to me. It's the symbol of our nation, the land of liberty. And as soldiers they wear it, how proudly they bear it for all the world to see. Just a brown slouch hat with a side turned up, heading straight for victory.
And I love you so. The people ask me how I've lived till now.
that is my belief.
Shirley MacDonald sang And I Love You So with Eric Chubb's orchestra in that recording from the 1970s. And I Love You So, written by the American singer-songwriter Don McLean. Today's the anniversary of his birth in 1945. It was preceded, as you heard, by Joan Blake, Sydney singer, singing a brown slouch hat during the wartime years. That was a recording, or a song, written by George Wallace. Joan Blake, today's anniversary of her birth in 1923.
When Sunny gets blue, her eyes get gray and cloudy, then the rain begins to fall. Pitter patter, pitter patter, love is gone, so what can matter? No sweet love a man comes to call. When Sunny gets blue, she breathes a sigh of sadness, like the wind that stirs the trees. Wind that sets the leaves to swaying, like some violins are playing weird and haunting melodies. People used to love to hear her laugh, see her smile. That's how she got her name. Since that sad affair, she's lost her smile, changed her style. Somehow she's not the same. But memories will fade, and pretty dreams will rise up where her other dreams fell through. Hurry, new love, hurry here to kiss away each lonely tear, and hold her near when Sunny gets blue. Hurry, new love, hurry here to kiss away each lonely tear, and hold her near when Sunny.
When Sunny Gets Blue, sung by Johnny Mathis with Ray Conniff's orchestra. A song written by Marvin Fisher with lyrics by Jack Segal.
As I was a-walking down the street, down the street, down the street, I met somebody who's mighty sweet, mighty fair to see. I asked her, would she like to have a talk, make some talk. All the fellas standing on the walk, wishing they were me. Mama, mama, let me dress up tonight, dress up tonight, dress up tonight. I've got a secret, gonna pass up tonight, I'm gonna dance by the light of the moon. I'm gonna dance with the dolly with a hole in the stocking, while our knees keep a knocking and our toes keep a rocking. Dance with the dolly with the hole in the stocking, gonna dance by the light of the moon. Yes, I'm gonna dance with the dolly with the hole in the stocking, our knees keep a knocking and our toes keep a rocking. Dance with the dolly with the hole in the stocking, gonna dance by the light of the moon. I put the cat out tonight, the cat out tonight, the cat out tonight. Worked all day, I'm gonna scat out tonight, and I won't be home until dawn. Gonna dance with my dolly with the hole in the stocking, while our knees keep a knocking and our toes keep a rocking. Dance with the dolly with the hole in the stocking, gonna dance by the light of the moon. The dolly with the hole in the stocking, while our knees keep a knocking and our toes keep a rocking. Dance with the dolly with the hole in the stocking, gonna dance by the light of the moon. Yes, dance by the light of the moon. Dance by the light of the moon. Dance with the dolly with the hole in the stocking, gonna dance by the light of the moon.
Dance with a Dolly, sung by Bing Crosby. It was written in 1940 by Terry Shand, Jimmy Eaton, and Mickey Leader.
2MCE, out there in the community, by the community.
It's almost 20 minutes to 10, and you're listening to Graham Pascoe's Morning Music. Hope you're enjoying the program.
If you see my darling with somebody new, keep it a secret, whatever you do. Why should you tell me and break my poor heart? Then foolish pride would just drive apart. If you see my darling in some rendezvous painting the town with a girl he once knew, pay no attention and just let it be, but keep it a secret from me.
Keep It a Secret, a song written by Jesse May Robinson, and it was one of Joe Stafford's hits from 1953. Enjoy now a couple of songs written by the Gershwin brothers, George and Ira.
Till there knock, knock, knocking at my door. Love walked right in and drove the shadows away. Love walked right in and brought my sunniest day. One magic moment and my heart seemed to know that love said hello, though not a word was spoken. One look and I forgot the gloom of the past. One look and I had found my future at last. Oh, then and there I found a world completely new. When love walked in,
that was Kenny Baker singing Love Walked In, the Gershwin song, just as he sang it in the 1938 motion picture titled The Goldwyn Follies. George and Ira Gershwin wrote It's Wonderful for a Broadway show called Funny Face in the late 1920s. And that recording was made in 1928. Vaughan DeLeith sang the song with Ernie Golden's orchestra. In 1954, in September 1954, a show called The Boyfriend opened in New York. It starred Julie Andrews. It had been performed in London in 1953 and it was revived in 1970. The music for the show was written by Sandy Wilson, and here's the title song from the 1970 revival of The Boyfriend.
Well, there really isn't very much to tell. I expect you know I feel as well as I do. Any girl who's reached the age of 17 or thereabouts has but one desire in view. She knows she has reached the stage of needing one to care about. Nothing else will really do.
Childhood games are left behind, and her heart takes wing, hoping that it soon will find
just one thing. We've got to have, we plot to have, for it's so dreary not to have that certain thing called the boyfriend. To get on, and we might as well confess it, he is our sine qua non.
We sigh for him and cry for him, and we would gladly die for him. That certain thing called the boyfriend. We plead to have, we need to have, in fact our poor hearts plead to have that certain thing called the boyfriend. We stay for him and slay for him.
Judy Kahn and some of the cast sang The Boyfriend, the title song. When I was a lad, I enjoyed going to the motion pictures on a Saturday afternoon and seeing Gene Autry movies. Gene Autry starred in quite a few films. He was also a songwriter. Here are a couple of Gene Autry songs.
Thank you. anew. There's nothing left to do. Goodbye, little darling. Goodbye. I found someone new. I'm only in your way. Goodbye.
Here's one of the new spring tunes that, in my humble opinion, is among the season's best.
You're the only star in my blue heaven, and you're shining just for me. You're the only star in my blue heaven, and in dreams your face I see. You're the guiding light that brightens up the night till come inside, my heart is lonely. You're the only star in my blue heaven, and you're shining just for me. Guiding light that brightens up the night till you come inside, my heart is lonely. You're the only star in my blue heaven.
Two songs written by the cowboy film star Gene Autry. He collaborated with Johnny Marvin to write Goodbye, Little Darling, Goodbye, and Gene Autry sang it in a motion picture called The Old Barn Dance. The recording that I played wasn't Gene Autry, it was Ray Eberly singing with Glenn Miller's orchestra in 1940. And then Bing Crosby sang on his radio program a song from Mexicali Rose. That was a 1939 motion picture, You're the Only Star in My Blue Heaven. Gene Autry wrote the song and sang it in Mexicali Rose. John Scott Trotter's orchestra accompanied Bing in that recording of You're the Only Star in My Blue Heaven. And indeed, it was a beaut one. A really excellent song, I think. I'm going to introduce or enable you to hear the National Radio News very soon. And then after the news, stay around because I'll be entertaining you with more recording people including Frank Sinatra, the Mills Brothers, the Ding Sisters, Barbara Cook. That'll be after the National Radio News. 10:30, I'll introduce my singers of renown.